From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's time now for your comments. First, praise for an investigative report from NPR's Daniel Zwerdling, co-reported by T. Christian Miller of ProPublica. They brought us a portrait of an Iraq veteran who suffered from traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. Upon returning home, Brock Savickal received sporadic treatment and ultimately found himself in an armed standoff with police.
Well, James Rovang of Anacortes, Washington writes this: "One of the finest radio journalism stories I've ever heard. Not only was it an amazing and important story about the soldier, PTSD, and brain injury, but also the story of our unsung heroes in law enforcement."
And Jenny Carlson of Oklahoma City writes, "Your story on Brock Savickal is the kind of journalism that must be maintained. It put a human face on an issue about which all Americans should be aware, the care of our servicemen and women."
Well, now a correction. In our remembrance of Elizabeth Taylor yesterday, we said that she won an Oscar for her role in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? That's right. But we also said that she did not attend the ceremony because she was furious that her husband Richard Burton had not been nominated for the same film. That is not right.
In fact, Burton was nominated. So why was Elizabeth Taylor, the Hollywood icon, absent from the biggest Hollywood event of the year?
Well, we asked William Mann. He wrote a recent biography of Taylor called How to Be a Movie Star, Elizabeth Taylor in Hollywood, and he says this: "She was living in Switzerland on their yacht. She no longer considered herself part of Hollywood. She never attended parties there and was a little fed up with what she called provincial American attitudes that had chastised her during the whole Burton affair. She wasn't actively boycotting the Oscars, but no longer felt any imperative to attend."
Well, if you feel the imperative to comment on our program, head to npr.org and just click on Contact Us.